I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are always very happy to welcome back a KUMD alumnus to the studio, Rick McLean. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks for having us.
Who went from being a student here, helping with these sessions, hosting a show, to being a rock star. So I think that's a pretty good trajectory.
Yeah, I'd say so. If we can use that term loosely, the rock star part. But I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, in our hearts, you're a rock star.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Well, we're really excited to have you here, and you have a new EP coming out on Friday. You are doing a show at the Barbershop in Superior, which is a very new venue. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so actually, Jacob, our bass player here, I suppose you can kind of tell more about it.
Oh, it's just a practice space and sometimes concert venue in Superior.
Okay.
That we're throwing some fun shows at.
And it was formerly
a barbershop.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It still has all the barbershop accessories. It's got, like, old barbershop chairs from the 60s with ashtrays in them, and it's a fun atmosphere for sure.
Well, looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah.
And that show starts at 7 o'clock at the Barbershop in Superior. And anybody know the address of that off the top of their head? I can look it up here, too.
711 Belknap Street.
Perfect. Thank you.
There we go.
And Moondogs and Low Forms are going to be opening up.
Yeah.
So a night of rock for you there on Friday night. Well, we'll talk about the new EP, but why don't we have you start with a song? What do you want to get started with here?
Okay, so this is actually kind of two songs combined into one because they just flow together nicely. Part one is called Poly Sci-Fi, and part two is called Haunt Harp. How long until they put a McDonald's on the moon and Nestle buys up all the water on Mars? They start to charge a monthly subscription fee to lay outside and look at the stars. I hope that I'm long gone when that day arrives, 'cause if I'm not, there'd be no point being alive. So let's hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst. 'Cause I think that there's worse things to come.
That's Rick McLean live from Studio A. Poly Sci-Fi and Haunt Harp, and two songs that flow together as the first track on the new EP, which is called Mas Palabras. Where does that word come from? Or where does that name come from?
The name is Spanish for more words. It's kind of a reference to the first EP, which was called Couple of Focoil, which means a few words in Irish. So I decided to kind of go on that same theme with another language that I sort of speak but don't speak well. Well, I'd say I just don't speak Irish, but I kind of speak Spanish. So anyway, going on that same theme with another language.
Nice. I like that. I'm glad you explained that to me, because I get the Spanish part, but the Irish part, I forgot what that meant, which you probably explained to me at some point.
Oh, so. That's quite all right. Yeah.
Well, that was really nice. I love that kind of long, spacey haunt heart parts.
That was one that I had been working on for a long time, and I would occasionally play it at solo shows, and I just kind of had it in my back pocket as sort of like a space filler at shows if I needed to throw a song in there. But then as we started writing for the new one, this EP, I decided to kind of incorporate the full band into it, mm-hmm. which, as we were saying during the break, we haven't actually played that live before as a full band. So this is the debut of all three of us playing that together.
Nice. I thought it sounded great.
Thank you.
Well, and it's fun to have you do an instrumental, since you're such a lyrics guy.
yeah, thank you.
And I also love the social commentary of the first part of that.
Right.
So it's a nice combination.
Thanks. Those two, I just felt like they kind of, I originally was going to have them as two separate tracks, but I just felt that they flowed together so nicely. And so many people kind of shuffle songs on like streaming services nowadays, and I wanted them to be heard together. So we're opening a 5-track EP with a 7-minute song instead. So,
it works.
I
haven't heard the actual EP yet, but from what I heard in front of me, I think it works.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
So the couple of times that you've been here before, Rick, we've talked about, your songwriting, and you've talked about how important lyrics are to you and that you spend the most time on them. And also every time it's kind of seemed like you've already been thinking ahead, like you had a whole bunch of songs saved up. So for this album, is this songs that you still had saved up, or is it newer stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had written at least a couple of them by the time I released the last one 2 years ago. And some of them, I mean, by the time I get them recorded, I've already had them for a couple of years. All these, I'd say, we recorded this past winter with Pete Biazzi from Low Forms, who's actually going to be joining the band as second guitar on Friday. I think a lot of the songs I did have in the back of my mind, but didn't really fully branch them out with the band until recently. And there's one short track on there that we put together like a couple weeks before we recorded. So, some of them have been drawn out for a while, but some just kind of launched them.
And I guess we haven't introduced the band yet.
So for the first time of me being in the studio, I've got my brother Mike on drums and Jake Swanson on bass.
Hey,
well, welcome. It's so fun to have you as a full band. And, Mike, you were talking a little bit before we started about how Rick has evolved, and the music has evolved so much. And the last time you were here, Rick, you know, you were playing a solo set, even though you had, I think you had just started to play more with the band. Is that right?
Yeah, we had been playing here and there. And I think last time I was in the studio here, I had contemplated, it's like, all right, at that point we were mainly playing as a band, but just logistically and schedules, it just worked out that I played it solo. But now we had enough notice to get the whole crew together and decided to bring everybody in the shop here.
Well, in those 2 years on, how has having the band with you changed what you do? I mean, the most obvious thing is, electric guitar instead of acoustic, and you're kind of a more...
Yeah, I
moving
think,
away from that.
Yeah,
folky song.
Totally, and I think mentally, I'm kind of writing more with full band in mind, because my first stuff, I would write a song, and then later, after the fact, kind of be like, okay, what kind of drums and bass could go on top of that song? And now I'm kind of, you know, I'll make up a riff and start writing the lyrics and think like, okay, this is the part where the bass punches in and the drums should do this kind of fill. And we're definitely kind of crafting the songs for a band instead of a solo artist that might play them with a band.
Mm-hmm. So. And, you know, as I mentioned, you've talked about how important the lyrics are to you, and that one thing that you could get across as a solo artist is, the lyrics are a little bit more front and center. So
certainly.
Do you find that you kind of find a way to convey them in a band, or do you just kind of go with what, you know, is a band situation, this is how it is?
Yeah, I think it kind of depends on the mix from a venue-to-venue standpoint, and I still do solo shows and band shows, and I think, you know, solo sets, I think the lyrics will always be more upfront, and with a band, it's just the energy is different, and, you know, people can even like start mosh pits at our shows sometimes, so that doesn't happen as much with just an acoustic guitar. But yeah, I think, you know, full band, whether people catch all the words or not, you know, I think it's a lot of fun to play, and it seems like people are having fun in the audience, so that's cool to see. And you know, I think the lyrics are still there, and that's why I'm glad to be able to record again, because then even if they couldn't make everything out when they see us live, they can go back and look through the lyric sheet and figure out what I said.
Which you included with the album, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
So not only did you have the trio on the album, but you have a couple of guests as well on some of the tracks.
Yeah, that's correct. We have Kayla Shapersky playing tuba on one track, which was a waltz that I had written a while ago and thought, man, tuba would really make this punch. And then
would you say the name of it?
What's that? Oh, Wastoid Waltz is the name of the song.
Because after you said it was a waltz, and then I looked down at the name and I had to
like,
laugh.
Oh, Wastoid Waltz. Okay, that must be the one. So yeah, we did that with the tuba, and it really gave it more of like a classic like Hungarian waltzy feel to it. And then we got Lee Martin on to do some pedal steel, and we have a country song on there, and we were originally just going to have him do it on that, but then he did it on the waltz song as well, and we're like, wow, now it's a country waltz and it sounds awesome. So yeah, we got Big Country on two tracks, Kayla on a track, and it's feeling good to have it all coming together.
Did you kind of have on your previous albums, EPs, or EPs that you did, I think you kind of had certain songs in mind that would work together. Was this like that too, where?
Kind of, yeah. And like I mentioned, we just turned those first two songs into one track, mm-hmm. So those two definitely had to go together. And I think they're not as linked together as past songs, especially the first EP. I had like songs that referenced other songs on the EP. And this one, I think we just kind of arranged it by flow and however it would be most listenable as a full release.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to play?
This next one's called Tonight's Top Story. It's a little bit louder.
Shuffle my feet through the daily routine of protein, caffeine, nicotine, and such a lean brain ball burning bright up by the light of the moon. Day shift, folks pick me as a couch potato, cause my full-time job starts 5 hours later than you. That's why I'm up till morning and sleep past noon, then light the bottle rocket at both ends. When it turns out a dud, we can all pretend that it put on a show that left us without speech. Wake up tomorrow and do it all over, got your whole life sorted in a desktop folders, but everything you need feels out of reach. Dive head first into a brick wall, but I can't clean my wounds up with alcohol, cause I gave that a try and it came with bad results. Disenchanted by the grave reminder that the world around us keeps getting blinder while claiming that it's somebody else's fault. Up in arms and blowing steam, condensing headlines into memes that fan the flames of the coming cyber wars. All sides professing their affiliation should determine quality of information, making critical thinking out to be a chore. through the methane fumes that fill the air when bulls excrete. Seems the news has continued to be more of the same this week. Would it make a difference if I believed in something? Would it be a drop into the flood? It takes extra patience to repress frustration as it changes the temperature of blood. As it changes the temperature of blood. As it changes the temperature of blood. As it changes the temperature of blood.
That is Rick McLean live from Studio A, another track from that new EP, Más Palabras. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Wow, that is a rocker.
Yeah, yeah, that one gets a lot heavier than the past stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another one that I had written a while ago and kind of finally came up with a riff for and showed it to the guys. And then the first or second time we practiced it, we just really jammed on it at the end. We're like, okay, that's how the song goes now. So, yeah, we decided to keep it that way.
So is it getting to the point where you're coming up with some songs with the band that you really couldn't play solo with your acoustic guitar?
I mean, kind of. Like, you know, or at least I have to change them.
Because
that one we just played, I do play solo, but I scale it way back.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of almost more like a poppy kind of, like a pop folk sort of fun song, which it's still a fun song, even though it describes some not fun stuff, which I think that's kind of the theme of my music, is fun songs that describe less fun things. Yeah, I think...
Downtown.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, apologies to Petula Clark. But yeah, I think definitely some songs that I just can't do solo, which is okay. And if I find ways to play them solo, then awesome. And if not, then I'll just save those ones for a different set.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I was thinking that just because it's so fun to hear you, you know, jamming out at the end there with the band. And I love what you do solo as well, but it seems like it's kind of moving apart. You know what I mean?
They really kind of are. And I mean, you know, part of me has thought, like, should they just be separate projects? But I think just I'm really happy with kind of the operation we have going right now because, you know, if somebody calls and asks us to play and the guys can't but I can, then it can be a solo set. And, you know, I think the fact that it can go either way is kind of a nice element to the project.
Are there songs that you started out with when you were mostly doing solo stuff that you've brought to the band that have really taken on new life through the band that you can think of?
I guess not that I can really think of, because so a lot of those I at least had kind of minimalistic band parts in my mind, and you know we've kind of expanded those. But maybe that's a new project. Take one of the old songs from the first EP and really make it a ripper. I think that could be fun.
Well, it is a lot of fun to see where you're going with the music. And this is the first time you've been here with your brother.
Yeah, my brother Mike.
So did you play music at all together when you were growing up? Or
I mean, kind of. Like, we would jam. And
feel
I
free
mean,
to jump in, Mike. You just
oh,
got
yeah,
to get close. You just
got
to get close.
There.
Just got to get close to your overhead there.
Yeah.
there you go. You can hear me now. Yeah, I think so in high school and kind of growing up, Rick was the first one to get an electric guitar, which we all, like, took turns using, but it was his guitar. But then I had taken on drums, and so we all played in our own little bands, but we would sometimes jam together, but the bands that we played with also had other brothers in them that, like, we all were just kind of hanging out and doing stuff. So there was definitely, though we didn't, like, collaborate specifically together, that creative atmosphere was there and just kind of, like, listening to each other's bands play and getting ideas and running around and being teenagers and raising havoc and all those things was a part of the mix for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah, it just kind of made, when I decided I wanted to form a band, you know, it made it an easy choice because it's like, all right, Mike's in town, he's still got a drum kit, like, let's start playing. And yeah, it was really in the last, like, 6, 7, 8 years that we started playing together.
Yeah, you kind of saved my drumming completely because I had no creative outlet for it at that point. I would play a little bit, but having Rick invite me to play live then gave me, like, some music to play and focus on and learn and practice. So,
well, there we go.
There you go. Now I'm back
in
it.
That?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
and Jacob's always busy, so we just dragged him along for fun. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
And
we're going to wrap up with that because you did the two songs. Usually we have people do three songs. Well, they did two in one to begin the set.
Well,
so
one and a half plus another.
So. Yeah. So thank you so much, Rick. It's always such a pleasure to have you back here. That is Rick McLean along with his brother Mike McLean and bassist Jacob Swanson, and they are playing Friday night, and that show is happening at the Barbershop in Superior, which is at 709 Belknap Street. Is that the same address you said before?
Yeah.
That's what it says on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It
well,
has
it's
two doors with different addresses, so 709 or 711.
I'm just going by what it says on
it's
Facebook.
Right between Champs and A&W. You can't miss
there
it.
There you go. Look for that. And it's an all-ages show, and it starts at 7, and Moondogs and Low Forms will also be playing, so it's going to be fun. Well, thank you so much. This was really
thanks again
great.
For having us.
Cheers.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Casey Warnicki, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.